الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the Islamic Faith in Focus. I am your host, Imam Hassan A. Amin. This program, or this Islamic studies class, is designed to present what the Islamic faith is and what it is not. I am not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. I am unapologetic when it comes to the authentic rites and rituals of the faithless of Islam. Please call your friends and let them know that the Islamic studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you, along with paper, pencil, pen, or some way of taking notes. If you have a recorder, of course, you can take notes on that way too. You can listen to it later on, or you can listen to this episode later on if you like, with some friends. And by the way, those of you who have been attending this weekly Islamic study class, welcome back to class. And those who are new listeners or new students, welcome to our weekly Islamic studies class. Today's class, our topic will be maintaining or men maintaining or taking care of their wives or taking care of their family. And this is something that men have to do. It is mandated that they take care of their family. Now, you can turn to, if you like, in the fourth chapter of the Quran. Everyone should have a copy of the Quran. You can get them for free. You go online to whyislam.org, and they will send you a Quran for free in the Spanish language or French or English language, and so you can follow along with me. But Quran itself, that's a copy of translation of what the Arabic says. Now, the Arabic that's the original. That's where you get your substance of what Allah wants us to do and what Allah does not want us to do. And so these, what I'm talking about right now, the English and the other languages, they are rough translations of the Arabic. And so I wanted you all to know that while I move on and put in this particular chapter. Again, you should be there by now. Chapter 4, which is Surat al-Anisa, which is the woman or women. And that's going to be verse 3-4. And basically what it's saying, and I'll read it a little bit slow in Arabic, and then I'll roughly translate it into English, and then I'll go give you what they call tafsir, which is an explanation of this particular ayat or this particular verse. Ayat is just a sign or the verse, and so I might use that sometime, and that's the Arabic term for it. But English-wise, it would be a sign or be a verse or something like that when you're talking about an ayat. So let me move on. Hopefully, I'm not moving too fast for my students. And it says here, Ar-rijalu qawwamuna 'ala an-nisaa'i bima fadlullahu ba'dahum 'ala ba'din wa bima anfaqu min amwalihim. I hope that I read this slower, so those people who may want to maybe look it up later or follow along with me, I didn't want to read it too swiftly. And so what it's saying is, Allah said, men are the protectors and maintainers of women because of what Allah has preferred one over the other, and because of what they spend to support them from their wealth. And so let me try to explain this particular verse to you, and hopefully I can clear things up for both the men and the women who are listening to what I'm saying. And that is, we're talking about the men being the protectors and maintainers of the women. I want you all men to understand this. It's very important that the man maintain his household, meaning take care of the people in his household, protecting the members of his family. That's our responsibility. That's a man's responsibility. And I want to say it before I really get into this, and that is, and then when I do the nikah, which are the weddings, a Muslim man married a Muslim woman, something like that. And so, and I explain that the woman needs to understand that her money that she works for, that she makes, is her money. Basically, to do whatever she wants with that money. Because the responsibility of the household is not hers. The responsibility of taking care of herself, clothing, feeding, and the like, that's really not hers. She can do that if she wants to, but the real responsibility is her husband's. It's his responsibility to take care of the family and provide for the family. Whatever her needs are, sick or whatever it is, then he's supposed to take care of that. Clothing, shelter, he's supposed to take care of that. A matter of fact is, some scholars even say that if, for example, say the man runs a little short on paying a bill related to him paying his mortgage or his rent for his house, and he runs a little short on money, and so he may ask the mother may chip in, or he may ask, you know, well, can you help out? This time around, I'm a little short. Of course, she don't want to be homeless, that kind of thing. So she chip in. She'll go in and pay the out of her money, go in and pay the rent, no problem. And don't really expect anything in return. But you have some scholars that said that, yeah, she should expect something in return, because now he owe her. That's how serious it is that he is responsible for the household, for paying the bills of the house. That's his responsibility. And if she decides she's going to spend some of her money on the household, his responsibility, then now he owes her. He's indebted to that woman. And he owes her that money back. Let's say, for example, $500, $1,000, $2,000, whatever she paid, then he owes that $5,000, whatever it is, he owes that money back to his wife. That's what some scholars are saying. And so the thing is, the woman have a choice. She could say, okay, well, you're supposed to take care of me, that kind of thing. Okay, then y'all end up homeless. You have all your money in the bank, but you be on the street with your husband. And so the thing is, be very careful about that and cooperate with your husband and help him out when he needs help. Just one time, two time, whatever. Okay, he can't meet the rent or he can't meet the mortgage, whatever it is, he can't meet it. This time around, for whatever reason, he can't meet it and you're able to help him. And also, before I really get into this, I had a man, he came to me and he said, brother, I'm looking for a wife. And so, but he said to me, he said, but I want one that works and contributes to the household. And so I said to him, brother, I can't help you. I can't help you because you are supposed to maintain 100% of taking care of the household. The food, the clothing, the shelter, that's your responsibility. You don't go into a marriage expecting a woman, she pays half and you pay half. Or you pay 25% and she pays 75% or whatever the bills are for the house. That is not her responsibility. That's how serious this thing is. I could not help that man. I don't know if he ever got married or not. That's not my concern. I know that I could not help him because he's going to the marriage with the wrong idea about in terms of what he's looking for in a marriage, in a household. Maybe some men tell women this is what you have to do. You have to split the household, the bills of the household. And that's not true from an Islamic standpoint. That's not true. She can if she wants to. Of course she can. That's not a problem. But the thing is, if y'all run short, then she should chip in, if she able to chip in, or buy some food, or he doesn't have enough money for food. It's okay, she can chip in and do that. But really, what the money that she earns is her money to do what she wants. Some women like to get their nails done, their toes done, their hair done, whatever they want to do, buy some clothes or whatever. That's on her. You can't even tell her what to do with her money because that's her money. And understand, men, that that's the position. You take on the responsibility of taking care of that woman and any children that come out of her. That's your response. That's your responsibility to take care of her and you all's children. Now I say to people sometimes, and I know I haven't gotten into what we're gonna talk about today, but I want to share this thing, is that when I used to teach college, and I would say to my students, we were in a sociology class or whatever. We were just talking generally about relationship. And so I say to my students, I say, look, particularly my female students, they understand if they go into a relationship with children from another relationship, then it's not, don't expect the man to take care of those children from another man, because those children are responsibility of that man that you and him share that moments or moments together. He's supposed to take care of those children and not necessarily say, for example, me, if I married her. But of course, I'm not going to let those children starve. No way. If they need something to eat, they're going to eat. They need a shelter, they can stay under my house, under my roof. If they need some clothing, I'm going to buy them clothing and take care of them, because that's what a man does. And that's what I'm explaining to you, the responsibility of men taking care of their wives. And some women may say, well, I can take care of myself. Okay, yeah, you can. And I'm not knocking that. I'm not saying you can't. I'm just saying the responsibility from Islamic standpoint is that the man, he takes care of his household. If you want to say, I'm going to do something, I'm going to give something to the household, that's fine. That's more money for him. And money, less money for you, because you're going to pull money out the bank or wherever to give towards the household, write the check, whatever. Look, that's what you want to do. No problem. He doesn't necessarily have to reject that. You voluntarily say, I'm going to spend my money because I am woman or whatever you want to call your while you're doing it, then okay, you go in and call it that. But the thing is, myself as a man, I'm going to feel bad about it. I'm going to tell you what my responsibilities are. And then if you still want to go ahead and pay. I just have more money in my pocket to do other things that I may want to do with the money, maybe even for myself. So let me move on. Again, we're talking about men are the protectors and maintainers of the women. Allah given us a certain amount of whatever we have from our means, that our money, whatever, and we spend it out of our wealth to support our household, to support the woman or the woman that we married to, and Allah knows best. And I want to read this to you, an explanation, and that is, men are held reliable for handling the affairs of women, meaning taking care of her, basically. At least that's my meaning. And are responsible for the women under their care. A husband, therefore, has the responsibility of taking care of his wife, meaning protecting her, making sure no harm come to her, and be there by her side. If someone want to harm your wife or your woman or whatever, then you right there in front saying, no, you're not going to do this. I'm going to take care of my household. I'm going to protect my wife to the best of my ability. Or defending her honor. And that's part of the responsibility of a man and the right of a woman. And so that's one of his responsibility, is that him taking care of defending the honor of the woman. If I'm around a bunch of men, for example, Mathal, and they start bad-mouthing my wife, or I'll go past a bunch of people that bad-mouthing my wife, and what I do, first of all, they're backbiting her, and then I have to accost them or go to them and say to them, don't do that or don't say that about her. I'm her husband, and don't say that about her. She's not here to defend herself If you know some more information, you go ahead and tell them, look, this is the deal. This is the real deal about my wife. This is really what happened about my wife. So what you all talk about, you are wrong, and I don't want to hear that from you anymore. So this is what he does. He protects his wife, and also he defends her honor. Also fulfilling her needs as far as her religion is concerned and her worldly life. So that's what we do as men. We take care of her religious, whatever she need religiously and also any worldly thing that she may need, what we're able to do. If we could buy her clothing, we get the clothing. She gets sick, and then we pay for the hospital bill. She needs some food, when we take care of that. She eats like I eat. I clothe her the way I clothe myself. I take care of her, and I protect her. This is my wife. I defend her honor. This is my wife. And that's what we're supposed to do as men. We're supposed to do that too. If we have Islamically, you have more than one wife. We do that for all four wives. If we have four wives, and that's the truth about things. You don't defend one wife and not defend the other three. You don't do that. That's not being showing equality. You're just showing that you like one more than the other, or she need defending more than the rest. No, you defend your wives. If you have more than one, then you have more than one responsibility of making sure that they all are protected and making sure that they are, defend all of their honors. I know just to protect some and don't protect others. Don't work to defend the honor of some and not the honor of others. Satisfying the religious needs of one and not with the religious need of another. And the same thing with worldly life. We don't give one something and don't get the others. That's not being a good man, a true Muslim man, or just a man, period. Not to be Muslim, just a man, period. Taking care of your household the way you're supposed to take care of your household. I know some men probably listen to me, and they probably turn this thing off. I don't want to hear what this guy had to say. All right, then you know what to do. You do what you want to do. But because sometimes the truth hurts. Sometimes it's painful. But the thing is, I'm telling you straightforward that this is the truth of what a man's supposed to do with his household, with the people in his household, or the woman in his household. You say you love her, you care for her, then you show that by protecting her. You show that by her religiously, regarding her religion, or regarding her worldly needs, or regarding defending her honor. You show through your actions how much you really, really love that woman. So let me move on. I want to also talk about the other side, which it means a part of our protection and maintaining other women. That means that these are some of the things that we do not do as men. That he does not have the right to behave obstinately towards her, meaning bad towards her, in a bad way towards her. That does not mean that's what we do. Like you have some men that are, and the women do this too, some men that might be abusers. And so we're not supposed to abuse a woman, anyone like that. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he never raised his hand to strike a woman, a child, an animal. Only time he rose his hand is that when people were attacking him and defending him, going to Jaysh, or doing war against the people, then against the people. That's the only time that he would get his army together, Jaysh together, and then they would harder. They would make war against people who were attacking them, mostly for defense and not for offense. That the Muslims would defend themselves against those who were attacking them. And like anyone of us out there, if someone attacking you, you're not going to just lay there and let them just beat you down and beat you up and just take from you. You're just not going to do that. So you're going to defend yourself to the best of your ability, or defend your family to the best of your ability. So let me move on. So again, it does not mean that he's going to behave towards her in a bad way, or subject her to his will, meaning suppressing her individuality, or even in a hideous way, neglect her. So these are some of the things that a man does not do to the woman. Because you have more strength to her, because you think you have control over her, these are the things you don't do. You don't behave to her in a bad way. You don't subject her to your will or what you want done, and that's it. You don't suppress her individuality. Oh, you want her to be do your thing and be your way you want her to be, but and that's it. You don't want her to be no any other way except the way you want her to be. That's not a good thing. You're talking about probably some kind of animal that you want to train them to be a certain way. When you whistle, they come to you or something like that. She is not that. And so also I want to keep in mind that we don't make the woman a pusher so she can neglect her own identity. We don't want to do that. Or also, his status as being a protector, the maintainer, is purely his responsibility to be a responsible individual. And that he is purely liable for what's going on with that particular woman. His liability and taking care of that woman, he understands that. See, I'm supposed to take care of her. I'm liable for making sure that everything is okay with her. Her clothing, her education, her food, her housing, making sure all these things are the way they're supposed to be for my woman, whom I said I love. I married her because I loved her. I needed her in my life. And so you had to show that through your actions. And also I want to remind the men out there is that, and not so much that we're gonna just show a position of authority, that we have authority over the woman and that she is your maid and not your aide. So I want men to understand that. I'm not getting on men. That's not what I'm doing here on this particular episode or this particular class. I'm just telling you what it says in Quran in this particular chapter 4 and the verse 34. You're talking about being a maintainer, protector, and maintainer of the woman or the family. That's what we're supposed to do. When you marry that person, this is what you're saying you're doing. And the great thing, praise be to Allah, is that when a young man marries a woman, because first of all, he only responsible for himself, whatever that may mean. He's responsible for himself. Well, when he marries a woman, then he's responsible for himself and now that woman, his wife, the one he's supposed to take care of. He goes to work every day and make sure food is provided. Food is on the table, clothing on the backs of your wife, shelter. She's warm or she's in the summertime, that she's cool, that she's taken care of. Then you all go and have children. And the young man become even more responsible. Because he's responsible for himself, he's responsible for his wife, and responsible for any child or children that comes from his wife. So he's responsible for all of that. And so it helps him to mature, this individual. Because now he has responsibility. I eat what I want, I drink what I want, whatever. I don't have any responsibility. I come in when I want to come in. I get up when I get up. No, now you have to get up and go to work. You have to take care of your family and spend your money on your family and budget the money so that you can take care of your family. Because you're taking from your means. Whatever Allah bless you with, your family takes from that. Matter of fact, there's one hadith saying the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him, that if this one woman, she was married to a man, he was a stingy man. He was very tight-fisted with the money. And so she went to the Prophet, may peace and blessings upon him, and she complained about how stingy the man was. He wasn't giving her the money she needed to take care of the household. And so the Prophet said to the woman, he said, well, what you can do is, it's allowed for you to go into his wallet, take out of his wallet or his pocket or whatever, what you need, and then spend it on the household. And it's okay for you to do that. It won't be considered stealing from the man. That won't be it at all. But the thing is, because of him being a tightwad and being tight with the money and not spend the money on the household, on his family, that she can go ahead and take from the money. That's how serious it is that the man takes care of his family, take care of the household, and his responsibility. That woman could have all kind of money, whatever she want, but that was his responsibility, and she didn't have to spend a dime. If she wanted to, she could have. But she went to the prophet and said, look, this man is not spending on the household. So she has her right and his responsibility to take care of the household. And so she can go into his wallet or his pocket, take what she need, not more than that, and then spend it on the household and buy the food or buy the clothing or pay the rent, whatever she has to do in order to maintain the household. Because the man is falling a little bit short on pertaining to that. So that's the seriousness of the man maintaining and taking care of the household. So let me move on. It requires from him, meaning the man, that he uses his good sense, thinks carefully about what he does, and exercise patience. And it means that he cannot be hasty and offhanded in his decisions. He goes to the wife and says, what do you think? Not just do whatever he wants to do. And she is his aide and not his maid. So you share things with her. You get her advice. Find out what she thinks about certain things. And she's not there for your sexual pleasure. She's there for other reasons than just that. Or whatever you want her to do, then that's why she's there, to serve only you. And also, it does not mean that he can disregard his wife's opinion or belittle her person. So this I got from this explanation I got from another source. So, and I just kind of add my own spin on much of it. But the thing is, it made a lot of sense. That's why I presented it to you. It made a good explanation of this particular verse from the Quran, which is from chapter 4, verse 34. And it gives you the explanation. The different imams, the leader of Muslim community, they may elaborate a little bit more on this particular verse. Or the responsibility of the man and the woman, and so they can probably elaborate more than I. I'm just giving you some basic information about, we're talking about responsibility of the man being a protector and maintainer of the woman. And so I want to just read one more thing because my time is running short, and that is Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, every one of you is a guardian, or sometimes it says a shepherd. And if he's responsible for his charges, meaning those underneath his authority. The ruler who has authority over people is a guardian and responsible for them. A man is a guardian of his family and responsible for them. A woman is a guardian of her husband's home, her husband's house, and children, and responsible for them. And so I just want to, and it has other things to talk about here. And so understand that I'm looking at mostly the man is responsible for his family. And of course, the woman is responsible for the family and the children, whatever, in the household when he's not there. But the man is responsible for his family. And so any Muslim man that you may know, and he's not doing this, and you hear me talking, then he needs to listen to the episode and understand the responsibility, because they may not understand it. His responsibility has another expectation, and maybe belittle the woman, or maybe treat her in a bad way, that kind of thing. That is not the Islamic way, and that's not proper for him to do that, and do that towards the woman. And he's supposed to treat her in a nice and a kind way. And so I just want to mention these few things to you all pertaining to the responsibility of the man being the maintainer and protector of the woman. It's a lot more I can say, but I'm going to have to cut this short. But I think you all get the idea of what I'm talking about. To find out more and to learn more about the Islamic faith and to increase your knowledge of this of Islam, visit whyislam.org. Also, you can learn more about Islam, even to get a degree, a certificate in Islam, Islamic studies, find an international online university. And none of these people pay me to say that. I just want to put this information out if you want to enhance your knowledge about Islam. Also, American Open University. You can always go online and find out more about these different places, and they also can help you and increase your knowledge about Islam. You have been attending Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Hassan A. Amin. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.